Welcome to the Engineer Podcast. My name is Robert Chinesky. Joining me today, the senior content.
Wow, you sound very laggy right now. Hold up. Okay, I think that's. Try that again.
Well, okay, we're live anyway. So
okay, we are. Okay, there. Yeah, I know you sound a lot better. Now you sound a lot better. That's good. You sounded like a robot there. Like, oh my god.
Hello.
Keep up.
So for the listeners tuning in on the live stream, thank you for joining us. Any comments, questions, queries, quips you guys have for us, we will answer during our podcast here. And anything, you know, thank you for tuning in. If you like what we're doing here, make sure to like, comment, and subscribe. And if you listen to us on any kind of podcast streaming platform, leave us a 5-star review because that helps us climb in the algorithm that dictates everything and anything we're exposed to these days. So all that fine, nice stuff out the way. Gerhard, what's going on, my man?
Just woke up, recovering from a night of a gram of Fenibut and four of these small bottles of wine here last night. I like to be a guinea pig for this new gaming space that I'm trying to, you know, venture into, because it's a lot more fun than fitness, that's for sure. A lot more, a much bigger dopamine rush, or more of a consistent supply of dopamine. So, yeah, I'm recovering from that. My right ear is completely clogged, by the way. It has been for a day, so I'm hearing out of this left ear.
Do you think, is that just sinus congestion, or is that a byproduct of the wine and the Fenibut?
No, it was before that. It started 2 days ago. I think it was already slightly clogged. I don't know if it's from wearing these headphones, you know, 12 hours a day. But I stuck a Q-tip in there, and I'm like, oh, God, no, what did I do? Tried cleaning it out, tried pouring a bunch of warm water in there. It's just not going away. Yeah. So I'm sure it'll go away on its own, but. Man, I'll try everything I can.
I gotcha. So a couple of things that we can lead off with. Can you give a little bit of insight into the wine plus Fenibut combo plus whatever? I mean, you don't have to divulge ingredients or maybe what the brand you're testing it for is if they don't want that divulged, but go a little bit into that. Because we were talking a little bit offline about this. I don't know what you can actually discuss or not, so publicly.
So I saw a bottle of Fenibut here that I've had for over a year. I was recommended by a mutual friend. I'm sure you know him too, right? I don't know if he wants to. I'm not going to say his name, but you know it. I'm sure he would be fine, but just for safe, as a precaution. He said, try a gram of Fenibut and a shot of vodka. So I'm not manly enough, so I found sparkling wine. That was two nights ago. I just found sparkling wine, drank a little bottle of that. I don't think I have it. And I felt different. I kind of liked the way I felt off of it. So I was like, okay. Not saying I played well, but it was different. and then last night, I'm like, I'm going to try it again. And I'm going to try these for a few nights. So me, I drink one and like, you know what? Let's get to two. And then it went to all that whole little four pack that they had. And, you know, it's a definitely different experience. Time goes by very fast. That's the first thing I could say. Like, I started at like 7:30. Next thing I knew, it was 1 a.m. Like really quickly. So that was interesting.
Was it just the wine and Fenibut, or was there any, like, did you have any caffeine in your system?
Oh, yeah.
Or any other kind of nootropics?
Let me see. I had roughly over the span of like 3 hours, 4 hours, I had about 500 milligrams of caffeine somewhere around there. Like, I had a Ghost Energy, I had a Ghost Gamer there because the other night I tried Super Duper Energy. So I want to switch it up, try it with my new level. And then I went to, then I'm like, you know what? Let me drink one of these new, you know, those Noob energy drinks that just came out.
Yeah,
I tried one of those with the 500 milligrams of theanine. So it, I'm gonna try it out again tonight. I'm gonna leave alcohol out of it. I mean, I just get buzzed off of it very quickly.
Yeah. Oh, those little bottles of that. It's funny, when we were trick or treating last year, we took our 3-year old trick or treating, and there's a bunch of families in the neighborhood and whatnot. And one family had like this bonfire, or like this fire pit out in the front yard, and they were giving candy to all the kids. But they also had this entire ice chest of like those little travel size wine bottles, like you were drinking. I said, "Here, these are for all the parents that are stuck out here going
worth it
for like an hour
worth
and a half." So,
you guys are able to trick or treat out there?
We were. Fuck it. Well, I mean, it's at least the people around in our neighborhood actually still have some balls left over, and we're going trick or treating and whatnot. Like, despite the fear mongering fucktard of a mayor that continually tries to do all that, they're saying don't do that. And I mean, they had some morons that were doing like the whole shoot thing, like they built the PVC pipe from the second story of their window. I'm thinking, do you not realize that you're touching the candy with your hands and then putting on there? So we're worried about this whole contact transmissibility stuff, and I'm like, just what? Anyway, let's
on
a positive note. But yeah, we went trick or treating. We had a really good time.
Positive. We can both complain and agree. Yeah.
So. All right, so I'm gonna have to try that—a gram of Fenibut. And
yeah, I was surprised. I mean, I've taken Fenibut throughout the day before work just to see how I felt, and it's not that bad. It's not just a sleep aid.
Are you microdosing and like taking super low doses? Because usually, if I'm taking it in a sleep aid, I'm taking anywhere between 300 milligrams and a gram.
No, the guy who told me to try it said, "Fuck you, use a full gram. Don't pussy that shit." Basically, is what he said. I've tried it at like 500 milligrams before.
Mm-hmm.
I even drove to work, which this is over a couple of years ago when I worked at my old job. I would drive an hour and a half each way, and yeah. I took a gram, and you know, no issues. I'm not driving like an idiot. So
cool. Know,
it's interesting. Fenibut's unfortunately the law, FDA came down on it, but you can still buy it. You know, so I still have
for research purposes only.
Exactly. So hey, I'm researching on myself.
There you go. You know? How would you describe, is it almost like you're entering into a flow state when you're playing? Like give, I guess, like expound on like the actual, the way you're feeling it. Like you mentioned time passed by quickly, but do you feel like more zoned in, or are you just more relaxed, less like amped up or something?
Kind of, I don't know. You're just a lot more calm. A lot of these, when you play video games, like there's a lot of high intensity situations. You want to what's called clutch it up. There's a lot of different terms and different categories, which I don't know if we can get into that, but, like you're not going to shake as much in like high intensity situations is the best way to put it. You know, which is a big thing. I struggle with that too. I've like played really high intense situations and caught it. And then like take my hands up and they're shaking like crazy. You don't really get that, you know?
I guess because it's a GABA agonist, or, you know, it's a synthetic form of GABA. So it's probably, you know,
phenylalanine and GABA.
GABA. Excitability of neurons and everything like that. So it's going to keep you nice and even keeled.
Oh, yeah.
One thing I'm curious about in the competitive aspect of the gaming world, did they do any kind of like drug testing? Like you can't take certain nootropics or anything because it would enhance your performance?
Not that I know of. I haven't looked at it that far. I just know like there's a big issue with Adderall in that space. Adderall is highly abused. Supposedly there was a game. I'm not going to speak like I know what happened, but he was like in his, I think it was 21 recently. I forget his name. He died of a heart attack at the age of 20, something like that. So I don't know, from a heart attack of all things. And a lot of people are like the comment section. You don't want to go by that, but you know, there a lot of people talk about Adderall use and how it's actually a huge thing, which I can see, you know, when I was 21, I was taking lines of amphetamines too, you know, and that was just to drink and party. So, you know, I remember staying up days. Hey, I'm honest here, guys.
No, it's my I went potluck for my freshman year roommate at LSU, and he was a guy that was like the extreme end of ADHD, to where, I mean, he was like squirrel, 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 like looking for a nut constantly kind of thing. And I'm like this very even keeled, nerdy, like super low maintenance, you know, low key guy. Come in there, and he starts every time like midterms come around, finals come around, he's selling his like weekly script of Adderall that he got for $5 a pill to all the people on the third floor of our dorm. That was I never tried any of it just because I'm naturally kind of like an alert guy, and plus I was up a bit of a chicken shit too. I'll admit that I wasn't gonna mess with drugs or anything. I didn't even drink my entire freshman year really. So
we all start somewhere. I started heavily drinking at that 18-year-old age, I think. So it took me a while too.
Yeah, it was now I'm a bourbon enthusiast. We'll put it that way.
Well, amphetamines and alcohol actually gave me gyno. So you probably dodged a bullet there. Like I had literally, these got removed without like lifting before I ever took any anabolic or whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm natural, by the way, guys, right now. But I had golf ball sized tits, I guess you would call them. And those got removed, two of them. And then also, what was it? Two sticks of butter worth in the liposuction. And it didn't have them before I started, you know, a very unhealthy lifestyle of excessive alcohol and a lot of, you know, amphetamine use. And I could see why gamers would want to take that now, you know, the focus, the attention to detail, you know, it's a different experience. It's not healthy. So that's where supplements come in.
Fascinating. I didn't realize you had that crazy of a lifestyle. I mean, we've known each other for a couple of years now, but we haven't really ever gotten back into like the deep weeds of the personal history and stuff. So that's kind of a crazy, man.
Got me into fitness, you know? got me into fitness. Felt like shit. Well, actually, no. Jersey Shore got me into fitness, actually. I have to admit. The situation, watching those guys like get all these chicks just by, you know, looking like douchebags. Like, God damn, I got to look good now, too. I'm 100% honest about that. I have the Situations workout DVD here, actually, too. I bought it as a joke, but I have it.
Outstanding. What is he doing now?
I know he was in prison. I'm pretty sure he was in prison.
Okay.
But I think he's out. It was something for taxes, so whatever. I think he's out and doing pretty well, but I don't follow him. I have no idea.
Here we go. What's going on, Ian? If you have a Gerhard and I can go through this. I'm not even sure what the hell OM Master Blend is. We can get into that in a second. For all the other listeners tuning in on live stream, submit any comments or anything that you want me and G-Mon need to go over during this podcast, and we will get to anything and everything.
Nothing about fitness because I don't live. OM Master Blend. Okay. All right. We can get to that.
Yeah. Let me pull that up and let me see what
it's
that is.
It's a mushroom blend, actually, it looks like. I think.
Master Blend.
Mushrooms are so new and so, I don't want to say confusing, but, you know, lion's mane is good for brain health. What's the one that's good for heart health? I forget. I'm sure they're all good for everything, honestly.
Rishi Chaga.
Yeah.
All right, let me pull. I'll do a share screen and we can.
Turkey tail. Rishi. I'm looking at it right now. Astragalus. Oh, wait, never mind. It's an adaptogen blend with astragalus. Let's see. Certified. Astragalus is good. Ginkgo gives me headaches. I think holy basil is actually very underrated as an adaptogen.
Yeah, for like calming down and just kind of making you a little bit more even keel.
Yeah. Yep.
Let's see. All right. So for the lion's mane or for the mushroom blend, we've got lion's mane, which is going to help with nerve growth factor and some, you know, cognitive health. Reishi, which has got some awesome liver health benefits and immune support benefits. Cordyceps for exercise endurance. Turkey tail, chaga, which is kind of like a natural energy one, king trumpet, maitake, and I haven't even seen antrodia before. That's a new one. Shiitake and himimatsu, agaricus. Okay, so agaricus or agaricon, I think that's just regular white button mushroom.
To be honest, dude, honestly, mushrooms are so like, they're not even new. When I was working at Sprouts, they were starting to, you know, gain popularity.
Mm-hmm.
But now they're invading our sports nutrition space. And I still like, I know lion's mane is good for brain health. You know, that's like, cause that's the only one I see recently. You know, obviously I see Pico 2 and I love Pico 2,
mm-hmm.
but my mushrooms are so new and I haven't sat down, like really, really like dove deep into them.
You know, it's,
I don't want to cut you off, but I had I remember working for one of those mushroom reps came in. Not going to say the name. They were kind of like insinuating, yeah, this actually cures cancer. I'm like, oh my God, you just put a bad taste in my mouth, like without saying it, but they did. And I'm like, oh, you know, but beta glucans are obviously good too.
Yeah, they definitely are. What I would say is that something that the listeners might not understand is that, like, so we have the mycelium, which is kind of like that unicellular little bed that the mushroom is kind of like the little underground root network of the mushrooms. And then we have the fruiting body. When a lot of these companies are selling you the mycelium powder, really it's like 2/3 grain. So they grow these things on like organic oats or organic brown rice or something like that. And so the mycelium is this really thin layer that's growing on the outside of these grains. But when they go to make this mycelium powder, they throw it up and like they dehydrate it, throw it in the blender. And so when you're buying that, 2/3 of it is really just ground up grains. It's like just whole grains. And then you're getting just like a third amount of mushrooms. Whereas if you're paying for the fruiting body, like if you just bought pure like Reishi fruiting body powder or lion's mane powder from something like Nutricost, it's going to be considerably more expensive than the mycelium would be because you're actually getting more mushroom there. And that's really what you want to go for. So I like Pico 2. It's a really good ingredient that, you know, it's got the clinical data behind everything, which is a plus for it. But I almost wonder, would you get even more benefit if you had, you know, the same 6 blend of mushrooms, but it was just the fruiting body and not the mycelium because it's just pure mycelium there.
That's true. I remember being on, I think it was a Price Plot forum. I've been on there in a while, but they were like, a lot of them like to rip on the Gorilla Chemist formulas. Mm-hmm. I don't get into that poll. I have to rip on this product because it's expensive.
Yeah.
But he came up with something that had the mycelium in there. They're all bashing it like crazy, but a lot of them are using shit that has mycelium in there too and not calling it out. But that's a whole nother topic. But that's like where I know mycelium from. Isn't it that white stuff that grows off the grain? Like the little...
Yeah, yeah, it's like that like one white, tiny little outside layer of it. So when they come like Pico 2, it's mostly mycelium, and so it's a lot of it. That's why it's kind of got that, you know, raw bread dough kind of taste, because it's a bunch of dehydrated grains in there, and you're getting a little bit of mushroom, but like the real workhorse there, and it's very heavily slanted towards cordyceps. It's like, I'm going to say 80 or 90% cordyceps, and then you're getting a bunch of the other little stuff. So that's kind of where, if I'm doing a mushroom blend for a product, or I'm just, you know, when I make my own like homemade concoctions of mushroom stuff, it's just a fruiting body powder. And so I'd rather give you like a quality, like 1 or 2 gram dose of lion's mane and 1 or 2 grams of reishi, and then just forget the rest of the stuff. And then maybe you can go and buy some other mycelium powder. But I would stick to maybe just 1 or 2 things, or use like the super shroom complex from Glaxon, which that's got a good blend of kind of everything in there. It's got the fruiting body and the mycelium, and it's probably cheaper than what this OHM product is, if I had to guess. What's the cost on this?
Savage is a smart man. Let's see. $24.99. Buy once, 32 servings.
That's actually not too bad. The astragalus, I can't even talk right now. The organic adaptogen blend is like on the super low side. Like astragalus can be upwards of, I've seen 3 to 8 grams before.
Revive MD Kidney, I think it is. I take that, and which is basically a natural diuretic. I think it's got like 2 or 3 grams in there. So you're taking like 12 pills a day, something like that. Sometimes a lot of these things you actually need a lot more than what you get in one pill.
Yeah. What's the natural? You said what was the natural diuretic you were using?
Astragalus. Isn't that a natural diuretic? So
I mean, it's got so many benefits.
If I'm wrong, but that's like why they've added. That's what I've been told. That's why they added. Yeah. You know, to it's good for blood pressure, basically.
Yeah. No, so. I mean, there's that. That's one of those things. It's got so many different benefits to it. Like it can be heart health, lipids, inflammation, all kinds of other stuff. I mean, there's so many fun little like bioactives in there that it can really do a ton of really good stuff in there.
There's a lot of herbs out there that we don't use here in the sports nutrition world that slow. They make their way in sometimes, but they either, you know, people just want to take their creatine and caffeine. They kind of like fall away, but a lot of them have some good benefits. Like ginkgo is a good ingredient. I can't take it because it gives me headaches, but a lot of people don't use it. You know, at least a lot of lifters don't.
Is it the dose that you think, maybe the extract quality, or have you like you tried lower dosing the ginkgo, or is it like a pressure that you're getting in your headache, or like a pain?
More of like the first one you said, more like a tension egg, I guess. It's only happened to me a couple times, and I always just pointed to Ginkgo. Maybe I could try it again. I tried Olympus Lifestyles, what was it? The Grind Energy that has it in there and didn't get it. But, you know, I don't know how high the dose is in there. Maybe the combination of other things helped get that away. I just know like I had a bottle of straight Ginkgo, and it would always give me headaches like when I took it. Yeah. So, and I know a lot of people take it to fight headaches, but, for me, it was the opposite.
Yeah. So. Interesting. That's a name I haven't heard in probably a year. Do you know anything with Olympus? Are they on the map? Are they like done?
I know they're still there. I have nothing, you know, really against them. Branding aside, I don't even hate the labels of it. I don't think they look that bad, cartoonish, but I don't hate them. Good products, actually, you know, solid products. I don't see anything on their social media. I see a post once every other week. Like, who's running that? You know, get yourself out there if you want to make it, but we'll see how long that lasts.
Gotcha.
You know, have you used them? No, probably not, right?
I haven't used their stuff in a long time. I mean, I used the original, like, Conquer Unleashed way back in 2015. I used that one. I had Rain, and I tried that batch that was not good. Like,
really?
10% overage with the stems. I felt like I wanted to die.
Yeah, we had a lot of reviewers back on SR that had an adverse reaction to that. That was some drama. But now, you know, I have nothing against Moby or anything. So,
Subs on Deck said that. I'm not going to say that.
Yeah, that's for people to decide. I have such little drama in this industry right now. Like, you know, Ryan can get his conflicts with people. You know, obviously other review channels like to get into it with each other. Alex Snoop has issues too somehow. And me, I'm like, I don't know anybody. I don't think I've ever had a drama issue with anybody, any other platform in general. If they do not like me, it's because of Ryan, but I'm whatever.
No, I'm in that same boat. Like, I just like to focus on the work and just like kind of let everything speak for itself. I don't like to be the face of anything or be out in front and just stirring the pot or doing any of that bullshit. Just let's just try to, like, as a group, just try to raise the bar of the industry and just make better shit for everybody out there.
Petty drama has never been my thing.
No, not even in high school, and like, which is supposed to be the epitome of drama. It seems like the supplement industry at times can outclass high school in that manner.
I get texts from some company owners when something goes up. I'm like, dude, why the fuck are you texting me? I don't care. Like, I don't care if they, I don't want to say copied you or they're fucking doing something weird. I'm like, dude, leave me alone. Unless you have a new product coming out, you want me to post about it, fuck off. Or want my opinion on something. But
yeah, that's, I mean, I've caught shit before, like reviewing certain companies' products or having certain people on the podcast or something. Like, I don't care. Or somebody says, well, this person said this about this other. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, it's not for me to deal with.
No, yeah. That's way too much mental energy that's wasted that I could be better devoting to, you know, writing a new article, researching other stuff, or just doing something else in my life that I would enjoy much more than getting it. That's why I pretty much don't go on social media or interact. Like, my interaction is like one iota of what it probably should be as, you know, an individual consultant or something in the industry.
Social media sucks. Ryan's having his baby, and so I'll be here on.
Oh, that's awesome.
Didn't say when, but it could be now. It could be tomorrow. So basically, it's like you're going to take over Fitness Informant for the time being. So I'm going to be glued to the fucking messages. You know, hopefully, anything I post, I don't get any drama. You know, like,
well, let's see if we can start something.
You guys only post about ghosts and review them. Like, oh, you know, well. Actually, if you go back, the last review I did for Ghost was when Gamer came out. So I haven't reviewed anything from Ghost in a year, but somehow we are paid reviews for them. So I'm like, okay.
I mean, y'all get what, like $2,000 a review from them or something like that?
I wish. I'm not seeing that money. I'm waiting for Ryan to fucking give me a raise. I mean, if you Google Ghost Gamer review, I'm the number one. What's it called?
Like the top slot on the rankings.
The number one result. You know, shit, I don't get money from that. Ryan's like, just take Gamer, give me an honest review. He's like, I know nothing about video games. Take it, give me a review. I'm like, okay, here you go. That's the last thing I've actually reviewed from Ghost.
Yeah.
Think about it. So, and, you know, we all know how people view them now. Like, good brand. They think they're like, pay us more for like special advertising. The thing is, like, again, I haven't reviewed anything from them in over a year, in almost a year now.
Yeah.
And they don't pay us more than any other brand. They just pay us if they come out with something, we're going to post it. And they've been
It's for advertising. Yeah, there's a big difference between paying for advertising and paying for reviews.
I mean, here's a new flavor coming out. It launches this date. You know, people somehow think, oh, they're reviewing it or something like that. So
that's why
I've never read a YouTube comment. I don't really even read our IG comments.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I don't know. I think a lot of people don't like to read in between the lines or like pay that much attention to detail, you know.
No, nuance is kind of dead. Like, if you can't say it in like three or five words, say it again.
You probably dealt with that in Priceplot when you worked with them, right? A little bit.
Yeah, I mean, CJ handled most of the YouTube comments. I showed up. I talked the nerdy stuff. I wrote all the blogs on the stuff and did all that. And so I didn't really deal with. I mean, the most common question was, "Does this guy even lift?" kind of thing. That was about the only negative thing that I had, or something like that, or his eyes are too big, or something. I mean, I was, you know, childish. And
someone called me. Oh wow, good job on hiring the. You know that clip? Boom goes the dynamite.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, oh wow, this is like one of my first reviews. That's the last comment I read. He goes, that's your plane.
There we go.
There we go. He's like, congratulations on hiring the Boom Goes the Dynamite kid. I'm like, that's a good one. But now I don't want to read comments anymore. Not that it hurt my feelings. It was just, damn. If I read too many of these, then it's going to start to eat at me. So I don't read a single comment.
Now, most of ours are on the channel have been mostly positive. Like, since starting like the Final Scoop podcast, the Supplement Engineer channel, all that, it's been almost, I would say, 95% positive. There's one random comment every now and then that's just kind of bullshit, or you get the Russian spam bots or Chinese spam bots, wherever they're coming from these days.
You have a very tight-knit community of people that follow you, so
yeah, I think good. It keeps that's out really the I mean, I'm sure as it grows, you'll start to get more of the bullshit and the people that are just being obnoxious for obnoxious sake. That's what I've always wondered. I'm thinking, how shitty does your life have to be that the only thing you can do is comment something stupid or negative on somebody's channel, given even all the like the good information they're gonna be putting out? Like, how low is your life that you need to do that?
It's so simple. That's the thing. You know, you scroll by, you see something. Oh, I control this. You type in something witty. It takes like 5 seconds, and you're like, "Ha, got him." And you know, I've caught myself like, "Oh my god, political debate. Let me post something here to troll." And then I'm like, then I press the delete button. And I'm like, okay, never mind. I'm gonna move on without on my day. And every time, I've never regretted doing that. You know, yeah. I'm always like, "Thank God I didn't post." You know, thank God I didn't say anything. So,
Subs on Deck's got a question for you. What's your favorite personal nootropic? I'll let you go first, and then I'll chime in with mine.
Like, if we're going ingredient, are we going product? I mean, that's really, it depends on the situation. Every morning, probably my favorite nootropic right now to just wake up to is Gray Matter from Primeval Labs. Mm-hmm. I think it's very versatile. It tastes good. I don't need nitrosidine all the time. You know, and every other nootropic that I have has it. So I would say right now my go-to is Gray Matter. If we're talking waking up and getting my day started, yeah. That's why I don't come off total ADHD right now. If we're going like video games, it's probably Ghost Gamer now. If we're going like I have to get something done really quickly, I'd say Skywalk from Myoblox. It's yeah. really good. It's simply high dose tyrosine, high dose alpha GPC, mm-hmm. then a hardcore stim blend. But yeah, those three, probably Gray Matter is my go to start my day. But if I'm playing video games, it's going to be probably Ghost Gamer at this point. So okay. If we're going ingredients, it's tyrosine, yeah. alpha GPC. I think alpha GPC, unlike cytocholine. Cytocholine hits me quick, I feel.
Yeah, it does.
Alpha GPC like takes a little longer, but I feel a lot more productive when I take it. Mm-hmm. So probably the combination of those two.
Okay. Yeah, I'm a standalone ingredients, and you know, he clarified with favorite product. I mean, there's so many really like awesome products on the market. I feel like we're spoiled right now. Like we had an era where we're getting all these massively dosed, really awesome pre-workouts, and I kind of feel like that's where the nootropic space has been, especially like the latter half of 2020 or maybe all of 2020 into 2021. Because I really like Cognosurge from Jack Factory. It's a powder. There's a lot of great capsule products on the market too, like Prodigy, Overtime. Those are all really solid ones.
I haven't tried Azoth, but that looks good too.
They've changed that formula so many times.
I had the first one. It was in a little bag. I don't know if what's
it had phenylparacetam in it and everything. I really like that one, but they've changed it so many times.
Was it Prady? Prady's yeah, right? Prady. I think it was. It had to have been. It was him or someone else. But I got this little bag. No offense to the brand because it's legit, you know, but like back then when it just started, it came in a little bag and the handwriting was horrible on it. It's like, oh, it's from Boston. That's cool. But that stuff worked. That stuff was didn't have DMHA in there, I think.
Yeah, it had DMHA. It had phenylparacetam, which is awesome. I love phenylparacetam as a thing. But it absolutely didn't. I don't even think it had caffeine in it then too, which was kind of cool.
Maybe it did. I forget. I just remember taking it and like feeling really good.
Yeah.
That's not a shot at Prady, by the way. He seems like a good guy. Mm-hmm. I just want to say that handwriting on that bag I got, I remember it was really bad.
Like Jack Factory Cognosurge is great. And I typically like I like powder stuff. I just like different kinds of supplements. Gray Matter is solid, although Gray Matter has been kind of uneven for me. Like sometimes it feels really good and I feel like really it hits me really hard, really quick, and I feel like super zoned in. But then something, I don't know if it's the BHB salts or whatever, but I noticed a really quick like come down from the any product I've ever tried that's got BHB salts in it.
I don't really get that come down because like 2 hours later, I go to the gym and take a pre-workout.
Yeah. I'm usually taking only one stim product. So I tried, you know, I had that sample Jesus. Packet of Glaxon's specimen, the yo-yo blend.
Oh, yeah, that's another question on here, actually.
Yeah, we can get to that. Let's see. What else? Orange Brainwash is really good from Controlled Labs.
Never tried that one. They had the Gamer Up product a long time ago. That was actually really good.
Yeah.
But they don't come off as a gaming brand as it is.
Elemental Formulations Utopia. We've been running that one. That's super, super solid. That's a really good one. It's got 500 milligrams of acetylcholine in it, 200 milligrams of caffeine.
What's it called? Elemental. I want to look now.
Yeah, Elemental Formulations Utopia.
Formulations.
It used to be De Novo Nutrition, and they changed it to Elemental Formulations now.
eFormulations.co. It's in a little black and a pink and purple tub, right?
The flavoring on it's outstanding.
Vicuna, not less than. CDP choline is always good. You know, 200 milligrams of caffeine. Huperzine, which I know people have scolded me for saying it's a good ingredient before. Oh, it's going to give you – I've heard eye damage. I've heard, you know – you've obviously said it, too much brain fog could be there, which
yeah, I mean, you take too much of anything, it's going to be dangerous. But I think, I mean, it's studied anywhere between like 100 micrograms up to 500 micrograms. So the important thing is to not take over that and take it every damn day of the week.
Oh yeah, totally. Like, oh, I'm taking a full milligram today. Like, oh, okay, enjoy. See how you feel, buddy. This, yeah, this looks good. Very simple. Not over. I think 5-HTP is very underrated.
Mm-hmm.
Was a precursor to serotonin.
Yep.
A lot of people don't. Should look into that. Is it? This is one something I always forget. Is it a precursor to tryptophan or is it a metabolite of it?
It is a metabolite of tryptophan, so it's a direct precursor to serotonin.
Okay, that's good. I used
kind of like L-dope is the direct precursor to dopamine. It's the same thing.
All right.
And the good thing is what I really like about that is that most nootropics always give you like the dopamine precursors, but if you oversupplement with too much L-dopa, like a direct precursor like L-dopa. Over the time, it can actually cause downregulation in serotonin in the body. So you can get to this really like a bad imbalance between dopamine and serotonin. So you'll have feelings of like low mood, low cognitive function, all that. So they put a little bit in there, like probably to harness a little bit of the stimulatory qualities, but also to make sure you're keeping the dopaminergic and serotonergic precursors, you know, in a good even balance there.
That's good. That's good. Thinking outside the box, not just here's your caffeine, here's your high stim, here's some tyrosine so you feel good. Let's seek out that rewarding behavior.
Exactly. And, Ben Esgro, the main science guy is a super, super smart guy.
That's good.
All right. So you tried the special edition of
the green apple. It's like a green apple with a little bit of ginger in there, I want to say. I guess it's kind of like going for, I mean, it almost has a whiskey flavor too, I want to say, but I could be. I had it like 2 days ago.
Yeah.
So my memory's a little blank, but it's definitely a green apple with like something in the background. There's definitely gingerols in there that you taste.
Interesting.
It's green apple with gingerols. It's nice. I enjoyed it. Something different. It's not another fruit punch. It's not another blue raz.
That's a good thing. I was going. What's your least favorite flavor? Like pre-workout aminos, those kind of things. Like all the flavors that we get.
That's a tough one. That's hard. I mean, I want to say blue raz or watermelon, probably watermelon more.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do watermelon. I remember when Cellucor came out with watermelon, like, what was this? Back when I worked at GNC 2011, I think. I was all excited. Oh my God, it's going to taste like Jolly Ranchers. That's the only good Jolly Rancher. And then, you know, I had like three tubs of it and I had it like three times. And by the third time, like, oh my God, I hate watermelon now. Like, it's too much. Every watermelon flavor is like too overflavored.
Mm-hmm.
I think Ghost did a good job with theirs, with their Sour Patch. Was it the Sour Patch Kids watermelon that they have? They did a good job with that. It's a little bit different. Still, after like two uses, I'm like, oh my God, get this away from me. I think Glaxon had a watermelon that was actually pretty good as well. Anything Jolly Rancher watermelon is just awful. So. Yeah. Stop doing it, people. Blue Raz is a close second. I don't hate Blue Raz. I do.
That's my least favorite. I hate that flavor.
So we started working with, we started working with Cellucor. Oh God, people, you know, we got a flack for that. It's like, we can get into that too. But, we'd like their energy drinks. Like, oh, so do you want any, you could send out anyone, but Blue Raz. That's kind of what I said. I mean, they could send it and I'll use it every now and then, but Blue Raz is always like bottom of the fucking barrel. Like, don't give me Blue Raz. I will send that to one of my reviewers immediately and not even try it.
That's what I think I tried. I tried to remember. They had C4 Neuro, which was kind of supposed to be like their gaming supplement or their like nootropics infused pre-workout. And this was back in 2015, I think, right when I jumped into the supplement industry. And I tried that and I thought, oh, this isn't a bad Blue Raz. And then every Blue Raz after that, it continually turned me off more and more and more and more to Blue Raz. All flavors just because they're so bad and they're so common now.
C4 Neuro, let's see. I'm out. I mean, I don't think it's on the market anymore. Let's see. It's
no, they changed it to something else.
What is the ingredient? Beta alanine 1.6. Supposedly, beta alanine has a calming effect, and there's a brand that's coming out with a gaming product in a powder that has beta-alanine in it. And I asked, so he sent me the formula. I'm like, what the fuck? Why would you put beta-alanine in there? He's like, that's supposedly a calming effect. And I'm like,
I think that might be a little bit of a, not a lie, but I think they're putting that in there. So, I mean, obviously the gaming products are going to have caffeine in there, but if you can put a little bit of that tingle from beta-alanine, it's going to make them think the sensory experience is going to be changed to where they think it's going to be hitting a lot harder than it actually is.
Have you used Core's ZZZ, the new one?
No.
So something about it, and there's another one, I think it's Coma from Kodiak. When I take that before bed, I get like an, not beta-alanine necessarily, but like a tingly feeling around my body too.
Let me pull that up and see.
I'm trying to look that up. Kodiak.
Coma. Here we go.
Coma. It happens with that, but more so with Core ZZZ. Glycine. I don't know what it is. I think that's the wrong.
Huperzine, Alumbo Nucifera, 4-aminobutanoic acid, which is GABA, tryptophan.
I don't know if I might be looking at the old one. Either way, that stuff could be actually what's that? Enduraline? Is that the product? The brand?
Enduralete?
Some endurance brand. They also had a sleep aid that would give you that tingly, you know, feeling. So
weird. Let me pull up Core.
It's always in sleep. I lay down, I'll get like a tingle, and it's kinda nice. But it's not beta alanine. Somewhat similar, but not annoying like beta alanine.
I was gonna say maybe niacin, but there's no niacin in it. All right, so GABA, glycine, tryptophan, ornithine. I mean, those four are common between the two of them. Theanine.
I have to get another tub. Be like, hey, I'm gonna figure out what's causing this.
Yeah, I'm gonna call Kenton or Doug and say, dude, shoot me over a tub of this.
I swear to God, like at least me, it like. thank you, Lucas. It makes me. I don't know. It's giving me a tingly feeling. I like it. And they're great sleep aids, you know, Core, great brand. So you can make me tingle before I go to bed. Good job.
What's up, Lucas, my Polish brother? Enjoy the show. Check out Supplement Eats Pre-Focus Plus. You're up for some cool nootropic haircut. There you go. Your haircut's looking tight there, G-Money.
Let's check out Supplement Eats Pre-Focus Plus. You're up for some cool nootropic. Dude, there's so many nootropics now. I'm like, what do I use? I
mean, Mastermind by Apollos Hegemony, which is a Polish brand. Is dynamite. Lucas sent me a couple of tubs of that all the way from the motherland, which is awesome.
I think I got that fat burner like Ryan sent me when I was first starting out with him. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, do you mind reviewing this for me? And he sent me one of the products, and the formula was awful and it tasted bad. But apparently they've like really upped their game from what I've heard.
Which brand?
The one your Apollo?
Apollos Hegemony?
Yeah. I don't know if it's still there. My God, I keep on going to my computer.
Agro by Chaos and Pain is a really good nootropic too. We've used that.
I didn't know that they were still around.
Dude, I touched base with them, connected with them a while back. I'm still trying to work on getting them on the podcast, but dude, they're agro. It's supposed to be a gaming supplement, but Sandy has used that a bunch for teaching. I've used it for work or as a pre-workout some days too. It's super smooth. It's got a really good blend of like, it's got some ashwagandha in there. It's got 250 milligrams of caffeine. Tyrosine, all, you know, really, really solid product there. And I like that in their pre-workout. I've only done a half scoop of their pre-workout because that's TJ over at FDN has taken a full scoop. He said, he said, I'm a stim head. And he said, that still fucks me up. So the most I've done is a half scoop. And it's got theophylline in it too, which has got like an 8-hour half-life or 8.5-hour half-life.
What's the legal status on that anyway? Isn't that the stuff that's like you're not supposed to use it, but people do anyway? It's not the big a deal. Like caffeine citrate, very hard to use. Something like that.
Yeah, it's technically, you know, it's a drug because it used to be sold as a prescription. But I mean, I know Gorilla Chemist uses it. Chaos and Pain uses it. A couple of other brands. There's a brand that I just formulated a fat burner for that I'm throwing it in there too. So
hey.
As long as we can get away with it, let's do
don't
it.
Don't go to jail, just Rob. I need you here.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm not going. My name's not on the brand.
If Shane from DS can get away with everything, from Driven Sports can get away from anything, then we should be fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God. I was going to say, all these brands getting into video games, and I feel like I know Dan has said this, Dan from Ghost, and he's like, a lot of it's unauthentic. My own idea of authentic gaming brand is also different from his. So, you know, it's very... I don't know. do they come off as gamers, or is it just a fitness brand bringing up a gaming product? Be like, here you go. Like Rule One came out with one, and that came off like, I don't know, that came off kind of like, kind of a cheap money grab, you know?
Well, it's the same thing with all the brands, like all the hardcore bodybuilding brands stuff coming out with immune supplements, like in the middle of last year. Thought, you know, it on some of like certain things. I mean, I understand what they're doing. Gyms get closed down, so what are they going to do? They're not going to be selling a bunch of pre-workouts and protein powder and mass builders because everybody's stuck at home.
Exactly.
So they're going to pivot and start trying to sell something just to keep, you know, their the ship afloat and all of that. So I understand it to a certain degree, but at the same time, it's disingenuous. If you're living this hardcore gains all day, you know, fuck eating healthy and all this stuff, just go out and, you know, wreck your body. Oh, but here's our vitamin C and D3 complex.
You're welcome. We care about your health. Like, you know, shout out to Robbie from Apollon. Shout out to him for coming out with a good one. Mm-hmm. He came out along, you know, way after the immune system health was there. Shout out to Ghost didn't even want to come. They wanted to make a pin that they want to sell saying did not release an immune product during COVID. a lot of brands didn't, and I respect that. There's another one. Yeah. I can't think of their name. Morphogen didn't come out with an immune product either during that time, I don't think, right?
No, so, they didn't.
Shout out to all them. Not that an immune product's bad, you know. I don't mind Alpha Line coming out with them. It's a good addition to your line, but don't pretend it's not. Hey.
Yeah, Morphogen didn't. Primeval didn't either. They weren't messing around with that.
Good. I like them. Good people.
Yeah. It's what flavor of gray matter do you like more? Do you like the Smashberry or do you like the pineapple mango more?
I think the Smashberry, but both are fine. I don't even look at the flavor. There's two tubs on my counter. I just grab one, fill it up. Like, oh, this is what I'm drinking this morning.
Gotcha. And then do you slam it all the way or do you just kind of sip on it?
I get up, I make it, I shake a cup with a little ice, go back to my bed, lay down, sip on it. You know, might look at my emails in there. And then once it's
you get up to mix the thing with,
then I go back to bed. Yeah, to get my day started, you know, wake up a little earlier, make it, sip on it, you know, look at your email, see what you can answer, get up, take a shower, and then by that time it kicks in, you sit down and you're ready to roll.
Rocking and rolling. Okay.
So it works pretty well.
So let's go through what's a typical day in the life of Gerhard? We probably touched on this the first time we had you on the podcast when it was you and Ryan together. But we go through new schedules and whatnot. So what's it look like now? So you've got your gray matter first thing in the morning. Do you do coffee at all? Do you like coffee?
So I usually don't. I didn't have coffee for a long time. Not that I don't like coffee. It just goes right through me, man. Like pre-workouts, other nootropics don't make me shit immediately. Coffee does, no matter what it is. But I got this creamer, this Fruity Pebbles creamer. So I'm starting to use that. It's not even that good, to be honest, but it's Fruity Pebbles, my favorite cereal.
Yeah.
But anyway, I wake up, you know, check my phone, see if there's any emails I can answer, get up, get my gray matter, go back to bed, check it again, you know, see what's going on, like any drama we have to deal with today. There's actually Fitness Forward isn't that involved in drama, despite what some people may think.
Yeah.
We scroll through my phone, see if there's anything DMs I can answer, see what we're doing today. Let that kick in, wake up, shower, get ready, you know, go back to my computer, maybe do some writing if I need to, emails, shit like that. I have to film a review. At that time, I take my pre-workout around 1, maybe noon, 1 o'clock, go to the gym, come back. Workouts have been kind of like, I just want to go in, get something done, get a pump. I'm a little bit different where I don't train to actually progress. I train just to get out of my house and stay healthy, feel good.
Mental benefits too, just like the stress relief and just kind of having something. Yeah,
exactly. Some people, I think, have this thing where you constantly need to progress in your workouts or else you're fucking wasting your time. I'm like, I'm not wasting my time. I'm just going to the gym to fucking stay healthy. I don't plan on competing.
Exactly.
I like to look good. Fuck. So come back. You know, post-workout, usually freaking Cocoa Pebbles, Fruity Pebbles, with some protein, some of my post-workout products like Recharge from Legion. It's just creatine, carnitine. What else? Usually some sort of anti-cortisol agent, whether that's adaptogen from Morphogen or Serenity or even just straight ashwagandha. Get some more work done. At 5 o'clock every day, I literally have to take like a 5-minute nap. And I try to do it. I like when I know it's coming, I go. I have to take a nap because I play better video. I play better at night. My like, you know, my hours of gaming at that point, if I take a nap, wake up, feel refreshed, might get the last bits of work done, make my dinner, and then play video games. I might take another shot of caffeine before I take a nap, like maybe an energy drink. You know, so that way when I wake up, it really kicks in.
Yeah, I've heard of people doing that before. It's like great. A power nap with a with a caffeine like chaser or something like that.
You wake up and you feel great. And then I can't take a nap for 3 hours like some people do. My naps are 5 minutes, 15 minutes at the most. And then I wake up, eat my dinner, and then I, you know, take around 8, 7:30, 8, 9 maybe. I take whether it's Outlast, not Outlast, fucking XP Boost, or now. A fun one, super duper energy.
Yeah.
Ghost Gamer, something like that. Start my night. Once in a great while, I might add a little bit more caffeine at 10 just to keep it up if I'm doing good.
Yeah. So, do you have you messed around with G Fuel a lot? I know we've talked about that just offline.
I have their Sub-Zero and Scorpion thing. I don't use it a lot. I tried it. They're fine. The blue one's not that good, but it's cool, so I bought it. Great branding, man. That's how you know you have a good product. I didn't even look at the flavor. I didn't even know that they're transparent now. I literally just saw the product and I bought it just because it was so cool.
I think, I mean, props to them for opening up the label, but at the same time, I think that's just, if you look at the ingredients, it probably would be better if it would have stayed a prop blend.
I mean, it's not as bad as some people make it out. You know, people are like, oh, it's a prop blend, everything's underdose. Like, tyrosine's at 999 milligrams, so they had both N-acetyl tyrosine and straight tyrosine.
Yeah.
And one was 900, okay.
999, and there was 1 milligram of the other one.
Yeah, exactly.
You get a perfect.
I mean, that's good and bad. It's like, why even add it? We also know you're not a big fan of NALT. I usually criticize it too. But at least we know the tyrosine, the good one, is, you know, decent dose, 999. Most people take more than one scoop anyway, so they're getting a solid amount. Their scoopers suck. They're like the ones that
are meant for the rounded bottom.
No, not like the top is like one of those. It's like a spout almost.
Oh, I rip that off. But like the bottom of the thing is also one of those like curved. You know, it's got the bowl bottom, or at least the tub of the G Fuel I have here. Their pineapple punch or whatever it's called has like the little rounded bottom, and so I always rip those little funnels off. I can't stand those things; they're a pain in the ass.
You can't rip it off of these ones actually, so that makes it worse. So,
but yeah, my tub's about a year old now, so like maybe they changed them.
They changed a little bit, but they have good branding. Oh, yeah, just to get back to it, I also take a sleep aid before I go to bed, usually. Not every night, but usually Tranquility from Glaxon. That's been some good stuff.
Do you find the I guess they updated it for Tranquility, but with other sleep aids, you mentioned Core Z earlier. Like, when you take melatonin, do you find that, like, sometimes it wears off and you're even, like, you sleep 5 hours and then you're just awake the rest of the time? Even, like, you feel refreshed.
And I've had sleep aids where I wake up and just, like, well, now I'm fucking awake, but... I don't. That happens even if I don't take a sleep aid sometimes. So, but not just straight melatonin. I've had sleep aids that work great, and then like one night I just wake up and like not necessarily like wide awake, but I'm like, damn, wish I could go back to bed.
Yeah. No, I'll take something, and I've noticed this. Like, even they're like concocting my own like homebrew sleep stacks or using another company's. I'll take it at maybe because I'll fall asleep. Around 9 o'clock, and then I'll wake up at 11 or 11:30, and I'm up for maybe, you know, 30 or 40 minutes, and then I'll take a sleep aid, and then I'll wake up like 5 hours almost to the minute after taking it, and I feel super alert, but I feel well rested at the same time. So I wonder if it's the melatonin's like burning through my system extra quickly or something, or wearing off, and then I just, you know, I'm awake then, or what.
Have you tried Tranquility?
No, I have a sample packet here that Joey sent me. I just haven't used it yet.
Good stuff. I think it has a time release melatonin in there, so it works a little bit differently. I don't really wake up off of that one, at least not yet, but I also don't take it every day. It also gets stronger the more you use it, something I noticed, but I don't wake up. I usually don't wake up, at least. Now I say that's going to happen next time.
Yeah.
Man.
Did you ever, while we're on the subject of Glaxon, did you ever use their Flight, kind of like their rejuvenation supplement, muscle builder recovery?
I have it. One issue I've been having with a lot of these pill products is I used to be very good at taking all my supplements every day. Now I'm like, I'm so amazed, it's overwhelming. So like, I forget to take stuff. I don't know why. Like, I could take, I have regenerate. Mm-hmm. I just haven't been able to, I've taken it a couple times, but I haven't been able to really, like, I think it's because you're supposed to take it on an empty stomach.
Mm-hmm.
And I always forget to take it at that time. I don't know why. Okay. But yeah. I'll give it a good shot and give you a, you know, I don't know what to expect from it either. Like, rejuvenate, you feel better, you know.
Yeah,
it's good for joint health. You know, that's what Mike told me. Use it for your bad shoulder. So yeah. I have to see, figure it out.
Gotcha. Have you messed with, so you mentioned anti-cortisol agents after your workouts. Have you ever messed around with Conaes? Any of that? Have you ever, so it's not a direct cortisol inhibitor. It's more of a, like a, it's an SSRI. Anxiolytic.
Oh, I thought
yeah,
it was like,
yeah, it's an SSRI okay. is what its main mechanism is. So, I mean, have you messed around with that ingredient at all?
Not on its own. I've had it in pre-workouts. I want to say another product had it, but mainly I've had it in pre-workouts, just, you know, calms you down. I know Gorilla Chemist had it in his, which mm-hmm. is why when I took his hardcore pre-workout that I still have, I would like feel cracked out, but I'd be super calm.
Yeah.
I know Performax Labs has it in there too, I believe.
It's in there. Well, it was in their Vasomax.
Yeah, or Vasomax. One of them had it in there, and that's yeah, as far as I've gone. The only other cortisol thing I've tried is Emodin recently.
Mm-hmm.
That's which, you know, some people get horrible stomach issues from.
Yeah. Do you use it as a bulk ingredient or the Morphogen one?
Yeah, I take one pill post-workout if I try it. I don't know if I have stomach issues from it or not yet, because mm-hmm. It doesn't happen immediately, but when it, like, if I do have any stomach issues, it's like the next day. So I'm kind of like, I have to mess around with it. Two gave me stomach issues. One, I didn't have anything the first day. So
okay.
Snoop told me to fucking stay away from it. He's like, don't. And I'm like, okay. And then like a month later, I'm like, fuck you, Snoop. Click.
Oh, good stuff, man. One other thing we touched on that before we hit the record button is like, where do you, I guess, kind of see yourself going in the industry? So you've been with Fitness Informant for 3 years now?
No, over a year now. I'll say 2018, 2019 is when I kind of like jumped on board and started helping him.
Yeah, so I'm saying 3 years, coming up on 3 years now.
No, well, not necessarily, because probably 2 years now would be a better, because I started officially in 2020,
mm-hmm.
January 1st was my official when I got paid. I was getting paid before that just to do like, you know.
Yeah, freelance jobs hitting that.
Yeah, like that. Yeah. Now it's, you know, it's an official job. Ryan obviously doesn't want me there forever. You know, I don't want to be there forever. I love Ryan.
Yeah.
You know, I like my job, but eventually I do plan on either working for a brand. If no one wants me, I'll just do my own thing. You know, take a trademark out now and just keep that in case nobody wants me. So I can start mm-hmm. my own project. I mean, the thing is, fitness is whatever. It's so over. There's so many brands out there. It's so overdone. There's nothing new that I feel I could bring to the industry. Plus, I like fitness. I like working out. I don't feel I'm that much invested as I once was. I still work, mm-hmm. obviously. So like, I still diet. Like, I'm cutting right now. By the way, guys, I've started a cut. If I don't get down to 178 by June 1st, I will dye my hair blue. That's kind of my challenge right now.
There we go.
I have not that dyeing my hair blue would be that bad, but
what are you sitting at right now?
192. So
okay,
fat, really fat. but it's doable. It's achievable. I just got to work towards it.
I got you.
But eventually, I like to work with a brand that has like the gaming aspect to it, whether it's like even just a category of it or mm-hmm. like starting a new brand with that. What I want to do, because so I used to compete when I was in high school
mm-hmm.
in that Rainbow Six Vegas was the only game I actually went technically semi-pro in. I competed a little bit in Halo 3 for fun, mm-hmm. Counter-Strike, what else? There's a few other games, Gears a little bit. But like back then, I won, like, I remember winning $100 and thought I was this fucking hotshot gamer. Like, fuck yeah, this is going to be awesome.
Yeah.
You know, ask my parents, can I drop out of high school to do this? Which back then was crazy. There was a few people that did it, but it was a horrible living for them. Mm-hmm. Now it's like, that's almost a play. Like, yeah. People literally do that. People will, like, no, I don't want my kid going to school. He's fucking 7. Let him stream, you know? And they make more money that way. Shit, there's a kid who opens toys on YouTube for a living, and he's a millionaire off of that. He's like, you don't know that most popular channel? He literally just opens up toys on on YouTube. And
I don't watch a lot of YouTube stuff. I mean, like people say,
I've never watched him either.
I had a question like, who's your favorite fitness YouTubers? I'm thinking, I don't have enough time to watch this. Or I'll get questions like, I do another live stream on Fridays with Steve Shaw over on the Massive Iron channel. And people say, well, hey, what do you think about what this guy said about this guy? I'm thinking,
I don't follow that anymore, dude.
Who the fuck are these people? I don't know who they are. I'll be like, I know Athlean X and a few other people.
I like him. Alan Roberts is good.
Yeah.
I'm sure he wouldn't like our channel, but I don't, you know, I like it. I like some of the stuff he stands for. I don't have to agree with him on everything to, you know, I have to agree with him on everything to like him.
Correct.
So even sometimes I find him, like, I disagree with him totally. And I'm like, you know what? I still like you. Yeah. But yeah, YouTube drama. I haven't followed any YouTube stuff since like 2014. And thank God, you know, like it's kind of dead now. There's no, I remember Jason Blaha was fucking getting the biggest loser I've ever seen in my life after he got exposed for being a complete loser. That was the last time I followed any YouTube fitness because that was hilarious. Mm-hmm. If look into that, that was crazy, some of the shit he did and stuff with Lane Norton. You know, that transpired. That was, oh my God. What a degenerate. But that's like that's as far as my YouTube fitness goes. Like I'll watch Athlean X every now and then or Mark Loebliner too. I like his opinions on certain you know, life aspects.
Stuff, yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, just take care of your family, shit like that. So I like that. I met him too. Cool guy. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no YouTube fitness stuff. Back to what the goal is. I want to give gamers the opportunity, like kids today, the opportunities that I didn't have growing up. You know, obviously not dropping out of high school was good for me, but you know, nowadays that's the play and a lot of kids can actually make it. There's so much money in it. And I have a connection to it. I've literally seen people that I used to play with now who are big names or, you know, remember from back in the day, back in high school. I remember like Years of War, Nick Merckx is now one of the biggest streamers in the world. Probably one of the, probably like second or third biggest on Twitch right now. And, you know, I remember, you know, him back from the Gears of War days. Back when that was a thing, and now he's a fucking millionaire, you know, 50,000-70,000 people watching him at a time. There's also who else? There's like a guy named Mr. X who runs a talent agency pretty much for gamers. And I'm like, wow, I used to have him on my list. I used to put like I met him, and you know, so that's awesome. And I like to see that. It's like shit, that's something that sounds a lot more fun than, you know, telling people what pre-workout to take or coming out with a pre-workout that has the same shit that every other brand has. So, I mean, but with my background in fitness and supplements, I feel like I could bring something different and new to the table. Like one idea I have is creating specific nootropics for specific gamers trying to, you know, progress in that space. A pre-work like Gills Gamer is great. It doesn't work for every aspect, like for every type of gamer, you know. A Guitar Hero player that's, you know, really good is going to need something a lot different than someone playing Mortal Kombat as a competitive play, you know.
Can you explain a little bit like what specifics a person would need? Like, what's the difference in the activities of like, I guess like the brain waves and stuff like that?
So like, let's say you're playing Guitar Hero. There's a lot of ridiculously hard songs on that game, you know. So you need the good mind muscle connection. Well, you need that for every game. A lot of it comes down to skill at the end of the day, natural born talent. If you're playing Guitar Hero, you see these kids who are like playing these ridiculously hard songs, and some of them are like 15 minutes long. And there's this one kid named Darkly, for instance. He beat this song that everybody thought was never going to happen, called Soulless 4. There's a whole documentary on it. And he was having trouble towards the end, like when you're about to full, like not miss a note. He had these, what they call the nerves, you know, so you're getting really fucking anxious at the end. You know, you're shaking. You're like, oh my God, am I going to complete the song? That's, you know, that's just like you're just playing Guitar Hero. I have to say this, unless you're like Buckethead or something like that, I have zero interest in ever watching you or listening to you play guitar. I think it's boring. It's lame. But if you're really good at Guitar Hero, I'm going to sit down and watch you play it. If you're like one of these, if you're like one of these crazy kids on it. But, you know, he was getting really anxious and that fucked him up for a lot of times. He finally got it, thank God. But you know, I'm thinking something with theanine, maybe tea cream could help him there, calm him down, you know, towards the end, kind of make sure he doesn't get as nervous at the end. Mm-hmm. Whereas someone like playing Mortal Kombat, for instance, which is like very intense, very fast paced, button combos, you know, not as nerve wracking because you're playing against one other person. You kind of want more of a like laser like focus, you know,
right.
Like you want super reaction time. Like Call of Duty is going to kind of, or Halo, shit like that's going to, a lot of decision making goes into that. That's more hit or miss with people. I play good with theanine on there, but some people probably wouldn't. You don't want to be too calm. If there's a fine line. And plus, in games like that, multiplayer games, there's a lot of shit that's out of your control. So speedrunners might need different things too. They can get nervous at the end, but some might not want to be calm. So, yeah. But yeah, I want to create specific products for different gamers, I guess.
Very cool. Right. Very cool.
So,
do you think Twitch is a better platform to, I guess, gain a following on than YouTube would be?
They're both really saturated. I go on Twitch just for the fun of it, just so in case my friends want to watch me play. That's it. I don't care if I have one person following me, like watching me at a time.
Yeah.
It's mainly there for my friends who I'm actually playing with usually to watch.
Yeah.
So you sit in Discord. Twitch is very oversaturated. Honestly, I equate someone, an aspiring streamer, low-end streamer, to be like some guy trying to sell you their mixtape or some guy trying to promote a sports blog. Like, watch my stream. Like, I want to make it. Yeah. This is my passion, my dream. Like, that's cool. You know, it is one. But at the same time, it's like a mixtape person, they just want to become a famous rapper with a lot of money. Streamers, yeah. They just want to be able to play video games all day for a living, you know. So that's kind of how I equate them. I think I use Twitch. I think YouTube's probably the better platform. It isn't as censored. Twitch has a lot of I'm looking for the right word. Some very crazy rules that like don't make sense, don't add up, and like they protect their high end streamers who like do stuff that's against their policies, but they'll ban anybody for barely listening to a song in the background. If you're a low-end streamer, from what I've heard.
Yeah.
So.
Is there a lot of retro gaming on there, like the classic systems, like regular Nintendo, Super Nintendo, PlayStation 1 or 2 or anything like that?
There are. A lot of those are speedruns now, from what I know, from what I follow. People speedrun the original Mario on Nintendo, the NES.
Yeah.
And they, like, right now, it's so intense there, like, they have to go by... They have to find all these little things just to maybe bump the record up by like less than a millisecond by frames. They're doing it now. It's very crazy how far that's evolved. The thing with the retro gaming thing, I can kind of get into it because I grew up with it. But I was going to get into this topic. I feel like a lot of branding on some of these new gaming products coming out is kind of cheesy, kind of like fake in a way. Like, gaming's not Super Mario or all these arcade with joysticks or an Atari. That's where it started, but it's a lot different now. You know, it's very, if you go by that, that's how you advertise your product, I kind of, not offensive, it's just very fake and unauthentic.
Disingenuous, I guess.
Yeah, like all these people who like, oh, I played Super Mario and Goldeneye back in the day, so I'm like, I'm a real gamer. Like, okay, so like, you never went to an event, like an MLG event. You couldn't name a Call of Duty League team. You know, besides Ninja, you probably know Ninja, but you don't know any other famous gamer.
Last night when we were talking about this, or a couple 2 days ago when we were setting this up, I said, hey, you ready to jam on a podcast? And you said, sure, as long as I don't miss CDL. And I said, I don't know what that means. You're going to have to tell my old ass what the hell.
But you're not like, you know, trying to advertise, you know, you're not coming out with a product saying it. You're just straight up honest about it.
Right. Yeah.
Speaking of CDL, it is actually, it's whatever. It's on all day. It's Call of Duty League. It's like literally like Atlanta playing fucking Los Angeles. Los Angeles has two teams. What a surprise. Like every other sport.
Cool.
You know, like they make salaries. They make hundreds of thousands of dollars, or some of them do. It's evolved, and it's a legit sport. And to me, at least, it's more entertaining than a lot of like traditional sports.
Yeah. Well, and it probably doesn't have all the social and political bullshit that's going on with all of the major sports now, too.
You'd be surprised. Yeah, there is. There kind of is. There can be. It's not as bad because you don't hear them talk right now. Especially, they're not even in the same arena that they usually are. They're not in a live crowd. So it's fun, you know, for me. because I grew up around it. I wouldn't expect somebody who's never did it to like get into it. But if you're doing that, you're trying to, oh, what are all these pro gamers using? They're using the stuff we use. Like, you don't know. Oh, fuck you. You're like, yeah. Get out of my space, dude. It's cringy. Like, rule
would
one,
you rather,
you are cringy to me.
Would you rather do go pro in the gaming thing or do the supplement line for the game?
I'm too old to go pro, man. Most kids retire at the age of like 22, 23.
Really? Why is that?
Reaction time goes down.
Interesting.
Yeah, like people call, I think Nick Burks is 30 and like some other streamer was calling like, calling him, oh, he has a reaction time of a fucking 80-year-old man. Like, you know, like they were like, reaction time goes down after that age. You peak when you're 21, 22, and then it's all downhill. But what's a pro gamer? It's not competing anymore. It's not just competition. It's yeah. also like, there's gamers who aren't even that good on Twitch who have thousands of followers, like people watching them at a time.
Yeah.
Because they're entertaining, you know? Yeah, that's pro gamer. Depends on what it be. No, I want to stay in the supplement side. I don't want my face out there mm-hmm. that much. I want to help others, bring them up and do what I can and make money while doing it.
Cool.
So that's the end goal. And I really plan to get there. I know at least one company has expressed interest in me. Mm-hmm. But you know, I'm listening to all offers, see what's on the table. See if it's a good fit. If I agree with their message, I think I could bring a lot to the table.
Yeah, you're talking about that they would be on the sports nutrition side, or they want to bring you on for the gaming line?
Sports nutrition side. I don't.
Okay.
No, gaming is for me. It's just I like to go in and do as good as I can with my friends.
Yeah.
That we're all like washed up mm-hmm. you know, in our 30s. But hey, I have people on my friends list that I've known over half my life now. I have a friend yeah. that I met on Xbox Live when I was 14, and I still play with him.
That's pretty awesome.
Like, you know, you built a relationship over those years.
Yeah. Very cool, man.
My real life friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Any other question you got for me?
No, I was just about to do the wrap up segment here. Oh. I was going to let you get on with your day, and man, I very much appreciate you joining me. This was fun. I always like to have I always enjoy our chats, and we can always go down certain wormholes or not. Rabbit hole. Maybe we'll start making these a little bit more regular if you've got the time in your schedule and whatnot.
Of course. You tried gaming with DMHA. Not on its own, actually, now that you mentioned that. Not on its own. I don't have straight DMHA powder. I don't know if I would trust it. But
yeah, I'm finding the legit source of it. I mean, you could probably find a pre-workout from a couple of years ago that had the good stuff.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Like, I know there was a gaming product back in the day that had DMHA in there. I don't think it would be that bad, but that's going to really depend on how sensitive you are to it. I obviously have a high stim tolerance. That's interesting. It's just, can I find DMHA? And it's even worth trying out because it's going to be off the market 100% eventually.
Yeah, and it's I even just heard something today from another brand owner that I was talking about. Hygenamine and Hordenine are now basically getting the axe, or like their manufacturer, and they had already ordered several $1,000s in labels for their products, and they're going to have to discard those and run entirely new stuff because the Hordenine Hygenamine just got taken away.
Do what that one brand did. Just get a little Sharpie and cross it out.
Totally legit.
I can't find, what was that brand? I just remember there was a little uproar about a year ago. There was that brand that like crossed out something with a Sharpie on their tub, and it was like, God damn, man.
Pretty sure I'm not going to try their stuff.
Yeah, I think they're gone. Yeah, but I might try it if I can find some. I have DMHA here in one of these pre-workouts. You know,
if you got any Miracle Labs stuff, I think the original America Labs pre-workout had DMHA in it.
I literally got my first America Labs product just like a couple weeks ago. Their new napalm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Besides their energy drinks and their beef sticks. But good people over there, man. America Labs is going to make a comeback this year.
Yeah, that's what I heard, Doug. I was listening to Doug talk on Fuad's Real Bodybuilding podcast. Oh. And he was saying that America Labs is coming up for a refresh this year with everything.
Yeah, that's kind of what they told us. And napalm already looks good, works good. They're kind of more hardcore than what I expected, mm-hmm. actually. But you know what? If anybody's going to do hardcore and I'm going to trust them, it's probably going to be Core's going to be one of the brands. You know,
right.
Kent Nagel, somebody I never want to debate. Fucking ruin my life.
Super smart guy, man. He's sharp, but he's really well spoken. Sharp.
It's his well spokenness that nice. Really is like it, because like he'll use a word that you have, that nobody ever uses but him, and then you're like, "Fuck!" Now I have to look this up. So you already have to think about it. So you already have to think of a reply, and you know he's good with that. He's very smart, of course.
He really, absolutely, yeah.
The guy, you're not gaming at all, right? Probably not.
That's why I was asking about the retro stuff. I don't have any of the new consoles or anything like that. And I know last time you mentioned that you could basically just download the games now to your PC or, you know, what other kind of other computer you're using or anything like that.
If you have a Nintendo Switch, they literally, if you pay for the subscription, you get like a bunch of the retro games for free, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Super Nintendo and regular Nintendo. It's pretty cool. You know, the thing is, like, I have all these new games, like, why do I play something that's old? Like, it's fun for like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And then, like, I'm going to say something controversial here. I think GoldenEye is very fucking overrated. You know that game, GoldenEye? Everybody fucking loves it. I don't think it's that fun. I really never did. I know a lot of people like that nostalgia. It's like, might be fun for 5 minutes, but a lot of people, once they play it, would be like, I'm going to go play something newer.
Yeah.
It's not really as fun as they make it out to be.
Well, like, we were growing up, we were a Nintendo household. So we had regular Nintendo and Super Nintendo. But then when it came to like the next gen consoles, we went to PlayStation. We didn't stick with N64. We went and did the PlayStation 2 route. And then that's kind of where I tapped out of gaming. That was my sophomore year of college, and I stopped. I got more involved with the marching band and started teaching, you know, taekwondo lessons at school. Plus, I had engineering classes and all that. So gaming kind of fell off the side. My brother played PlayStation 3. I think he has a PS4. I don't know if he's... The 5's out now, isn't it?
Yeah. I have one that I have a PS4 that I don't even touch. You got a life, apparently. Good for you.
I mean, it's basically live, eat, breathe, supplement industry, fitness stuff, and...
I'm trying to get away from that, like all the petty drama in our little bubble.
Like this is strictly on the, like, putting out information, writing, formulating, doing other kind of brand stuff, and all that. That's the stuff I'd rather focus on, but...
You also don't necessarily hate on, like, brands for no reason. Like, we got a lot of flack because, like, we posted, oh, look, Kevin Hart signed with C4, like, it wasn't like that, like, oh, we just reported it. People, like, fucking sellouts, like, reporting for sell. I'm like, dude, I've never had a hatred for Cellucor, like some people do.
Yeah.
Not that I care if you don't like them, but I was like, you know, I've said this before, I say this, like, every podcast we're on, like, a lot of us would be fine just taking regular C4 and going to the gym and having to work out, you know. Yep. We just like to do all this mental jerking and, you know, and obviously, look, not every day I'm in the mood for Hooligan or Alphagen. You know, those are great pre-workouts. Yeah. I think Robbie is a great guy. I think Ben is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not in the mood for that. Some days, just give me a pre-workout or give me an energy drink. And fuck, what's right here? Fucking Vaso 6. Give me 600 milligrams of Vaso 6. And you know what? I'll be fine. Not every day. Like, some days, yeah, I want that fucking hard-hitting pre. Go kill it in the gym. Some days, I just want to go in, get a pump, feel good. But yeah, like, with the fact that we got a lot of hate over Cellucor, I'm kind of like, dude, I mean, their C4 Ultimate, it's not that the worst pre-workout on the market. Like, yeah, there's a prop in the stim part. I'm gonna call that out, but the ergogenics are fine, so I'm not gonna...
No, and I've said that before too. Like, the original C4, it's only 150 milligrams of caffeine. It's a prop blend and all that, but I've always gotten really good, like, good, like, clean energy, but like focus, really good mood elevation and all of that stuff. The original C4 Ultimate that had the Conaeze, the Rowalskine in it, the nitrosogen plus the nitrates in it, I really like that. And I still have a 90-serving tub of it or a 60-serving tub of it up there. The new version, I don't really like. And when they started doing the Dynasty, the $70 one, and the Extreme, which really wasn't Extreme, that's where I start. Like, when you start being disingenuous from like a marketing standpoint, where I start to, you know, tap the brakes on things. But the original, I mean, if you're just looking for something like give you that little boost, and like you said, today I took 3/4 of that scoop of Specimen, and fuck, man, I'm finally just starting to kind of level out now. Like, the intense buzzing that's been going on in my head is finally just starting to wear off. And I don't want that feeling. I don't want to feel that amped up every day. But for certain days, certain workouts, I do want that feeling. Other times, I'm perfectly fine just having, like, a French press, my French press of coffee in the morning, and I'm good. That's all I need.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes a lot of us, obviously, there are brands that deserve the hate that they get. Like, what's it called? Super Bulk, Super Mad, whatever it is, whatever they're called. Those scam companies. Obviously, I don't like every fucking version of C4. I don't like their icy blue raspberry, obviously. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean that, you know, if they come out with a decent product, a good product, I'm not going to hate on it. Their energy drinks are fine. So, you know, I like their energy drinks. If all, they're coming out with a new flavor. If they pay us and I'm willing to be like, hey, we like this energy drink, try it out yourself. You know, obviously I had three tubs of Dynasty. I used it like two or three times. Mm-hmm. Wasn't that big of a fan of it. It's not a necessarily bad product, but it's definitely over-engineered. A lot of things that you can criticize, but you know, if I would be lying if I was saying it was the worst pre-workout on the market. You know, that they're calling them a con company too is what I've read. No, I don't believe in that either. That, no. They're obviously, for a lot of people, C4 is enough. It's a simple energy boost. Here's some beta alanine. You know, over time it might help you with endurance. Yep. Go enjoy your workout. I don't know if creatine nitrate actually works for pumps at this point. Like someone said it doesn't. Like arginine nitrate works great for me. Citrulline nitrate, betaine nitrate, all great for pumps. I've heard creatine nitrate doesn't even fucking work for it.
I mean, I think you need to take enough of it, but they're only putting in like a gram of it. You probably need 2 or 3 grams of it to get, you know, the efficacious amount of nitrates in your system.
Yeah, 2 grams of nitrates is usually, of arginine nitrate at least, or betaine nitrate, work great for me. We all don't know the ratios of nitrates anyway. So.
If you look at some of the foreign pre-workouts, like the ones in the UK, they'll list out the exact percentages. And I used to know the percentage. Like, I think the arginine nitrate one is 73% nitrate and the rest is arginine. I have a that's list of them. I can send them to you and we can go over that.
Then I know. Arginine nitrate's always been like one of my favorite pump ingredients. The only thing that I've actually liked recently just as much is Baso-6.
Yep.
Nitrosamine's good too, but I look at New Level now.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, again, no reason to hate on Cellucor or any other big brand for that matter. I mean, I don't like BPI, but
I'm right there with you.
Every product from them has been like, holy shit, that's bad. At least Cellucor has some products that are viable.
Right.
C4 Ultimate. And the ready to drinks are good. You know, if you look at C4 Ultimate, the carbonated or non-carbonated, it's pre-workout in a can. It's good. Good stuff.
Yeah. That's what, Primeval's been teasing their apeshit RTDs coming out lately.
We work with them. I haven't seen the profile yet. I'm sure you have, right? It's got to be good.
You will, yeah. I mean, it's 300.
Bars.
Okay. Yeah, I'm waiting on those bars to come in. I thought I was going to get a sample of them back in like November or December. That didn't happen. Maybe soon I'll get some. But the profile on Apeshit RTD a lot. That's always been my favorite line, like pre-workout from their lineup, is the original Apeshit. I don't like, for some reason, Mega Pre Red and Mega Pre Black don't hit well. Like, I don't respond to them at all. And it's got like 400 milligrams of caffeine. And then the Black's got
T-creatine and diamine.
Yeah. And I mean, half the time I've taken it a couple times, I feel like I feel very flat. And I don't know what it is about that. But Apeshit always hits me really well.
That's funny because I consider that the most underrated pre-workout out there.
Which one, Black or Red?
Black. Yeah. I think it's very, like, it works great for me. I get some really good energy from it. It's actually the number one. We have ranking guides, obviously, for Google.
Yeah.
But I said it's like the best pre-workout for value.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, it's usually buy one, get one free. Yeah. We have a strong coupon code with it. You can always get it with a good, at a great price.
Right.
So, and for the profile, it's really good. I love Primeval. They're sending me their bars. Ryan tried them, showed it in my face, but yeah.
I'm gonna have to go. So Ryan got to try it and I haven't. All right. I'm gonna have to call them up and say,
I mean, the way he described it, it's like, it's almost like, he says like an outright bar, but with a coating around it. And I didn't see the macros. So I'm down for that.
Yeah, man.
Bars. So, all right. We could wrap this up.
All right, my friend. Well, thank you for joining me. This was a blast as always. You want to plug anything, hype anything before we hop off?
No. Besides checking me out on Fitness Performant. Let me see. I mean, I stream, but I don't really need to. You don't need to follow me on there. I get sweaty and I rage a lot. Sweaty is a term for like try hard on there.
Yeah.
It's not like actual sweating. Just check me out on Fitness Forum. Follow me on, you know, on my IG if you ever have a question for me. Well, I'd be sure to, you know, subscribe to the Supplement Engineer's YouTube channel because he has great reviews. And yeah, look out for me in the gaming space one day.
Sweet. All right, my friend. Have a good one, and I will be in touch.
Thank you, man.
All right. Bye.
Have a good day.